KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, hot in the upper 90s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Saturday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms. Right now, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says he will ask the Kansas Supreme Court to reconsider a 2019 ruling declaring access to abortion a fundamental right under the state constitution. Schmidt filed a notice this week that he plans to appeal an April lower court ruling striking down a state law banning a common second trimester abortion procedure as unconstitutional. Shawnee County District Judge Teresa Watson's decision was the first on abortion from a lower court since the 2019 decision from the state's highest court. KWCH-TV in Wichita reports that former longtime news anchor Roger Cornish has died at the age of 66. The station said Cornish died of liver disease. He was a news anchor for KWCH from the 1980s until his retirement in 2018. Cornish began his career in broadcasting as a 17-year-old camera operator in Hutchinson back in 1972. Mid-America Network News.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Police in Wichita say a man fleeing from officers caused a crash that killed a pregnant 22-year-old woman. The incident happened Tuesday as police were investigating two robberies involving the same suspects. Police say one suspect was arrested, but the other fled in a pickup truck. A brief chase ensued. A short time later, police say the truck sped through an intersection and hit several vehicles. Among them was a car driven by 22-year-old Samantha Russell, who was 33 weeks pregnant. Police say Russell was rushed to a hospital where she died. Doctors delivered the baby, though, in an emergency procedure, and the baby is currently in critical condition. Police say the driver of the truck, 37-year-old Javon Jermaine Irwin, was arrested on several charges, including murder as a result of Russell's death. And Kansas Highway Patrol troopers were able to assist Denver Broncos quarterback Drew Locke after he had a lug nut fly across the median and hit his windshield, almost breaking through the glass. No injuries, and troopers even posed for a selfie. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The number of COVID-19 cases reported in Nebraska jumped last week, but the rate of new cases remained below the national average. The Omaha World Herald reports the state recorded 456 virus cases last week, which was up from 253 and 181 in the previous 2 weeks. Data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that the state's rate of new cases per capita ranked 23rd among states last week. Authorities have identified a man who drowned in a southern Nebraska lake on the 4th of July holiday. The Harlan County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Lazaro Hernandez of Grand Island died Sunday in Harlan County Lake. Sheriff's officials say a 911 call late Sunday afternoon reported the drowning. His body was found about 3 hours later on the south side of the lake, and investigators believe Hernandez had been swimming when he became fatigued and drowned. I'm Rick Averett with Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know the state of Kansas might actually owe you money? At kansascash.ks.gov, we have millions in unclaimed cash for thousands of Kansans. And it's possible we have some of your cash, too.
All right.
Claiming your cash is quick, easy, and free to do at kansascash.ks.gov. Just click for cash and reunite with your money today.
Yes.
This ad sponsored by the Office of Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area employers are facing a challenge finding workers. Local manufacturers, including Landall Company and Tension Envelope, have been advertising for multiple positions in production and related fields this summer. Don Landall indicating that as many as 100 openings are available in a variety of jobs. Healthcare workers remain in high demand, with Cambridge Place offering incentives, among others. Support positions, including Twin Valley Developmental Services and St. Gregory Catholic School, have reached out for applicants. Construction is another sector in high demand, with Inline and Marysville Ready Mix seeking workers. These are among local businesses advertising for help with KNDY. It's estimated that several hundred jobs may be available locally, with many help wanted signs out. As a reminder, Marshall County Partnership for Growth allows local businesses to post openings on their job board at no charge, and those seeking opportunities are encouraged to go to the organization website, choose marshallcountyks.com/jobs-hire-here-first. Again, the website, choose marshallcountyks.com. A cornhole tournament and slow pitch softball tournament will begin Friday night in Lynn to kick off the annual Lynn Picnic Celebration. Registration for the cornhole tournament at the basketball court begins at 6. The tournament begins at 6:30. Slow pitch games on the North Ball Diamond begin at 6:30 Friday evening. Saturday, homegrown fun includes 5K run walk beginning at 7 a.m. in the Lynn City Park. Registration begins at 6:30. Breakfast serves at 7 at the East Shelter House. Softball games continue. Youth fishing tournament runs 9 to 10:30. Garden tractor and tractor show begins at 9. The vendor fair begins at 10 at the West Shelter House. They'll feature a German meal in the East Shelter House, serving at 11 a.m. Free swimming Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Lynn Swimming Pool. Homegrown Fun Parade begins at 5, starting at Lynn High School. A demolition derby at 7. Will include semi-stock teams, compacts, and bone stock. Pits open at 3. A live band, Monkey Business, performs at 9 with fireworks at dusk in Lynn on Saturday. Hanover will host Mud Bog Racing this Saturday. The events begin at 1 o'clock with registration through noon. If you want to race your truck, ATV, or UTV, learn more online at kmro.net. or contact Tony Bruna or Glenn Eichelberry. They're offering $2,500 added money with full concessions available. Gate admission is $10 for those 15 and older, $7 ages 5 through 14. The Mud Bog Racing this Saturday begins at 1 at the Carnival Grounds in Hanover. Details are online at the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Annette Gallup Winters noted the Blue Rapids Museum is a comprehensive collection of the community's past. David L. Schindler, age 74, of Odell, passed away Friday. He had previously served as superintendent at Diller Odell Schools. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Elgin. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation is planned Wednesday. Family receiving friends 4 until 6 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Schindler. Paul J. Prelwitz, age 101, of the Moralville area, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Fairbury. Interment St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery at Morroville. Rosary at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury Thursday at 7, with Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Paul Prelwitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, scalloped potato, creamed peas, and melon. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Summer Fun in 21. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. The carnival arrives Thursday and will operate each evening through Sunday, 6 till 10 p.m., featuring wristbands every night except Sunday. Entries come in Friday with the Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performing live at 8. Saturday night's Demo Derby begins at 7, with Rewind Band taking the stage at 9. Sunday features the annual Barnyard Boogie, a Christian music concert on the square with House of the Rising Sun at 4, and the Fair Parade at 6. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, Pedal Pull and Watermelon Feed, Savannah Chestnut Live at 8 on the ground Sunday evening. Round Robin is Monday. Tuesday, the 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction, Livestock Auction, and a Fair Supper on Tuesday. Catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public beginning at 6. Full schedule, more information online, MarshallCountyFair.com and on Facebook.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. Over 5 decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Springs, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, sunny skies for this Thursday into tomorrow. Definitely going to be seeing warmer temperatures as we're going to see winds back out of the south-southwest aloft. We have a low-pressure system that will move in from the north, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on Friday night through the weekend. The good news is we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures back into the 80s as that system moves through. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, hot in the upper 90s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For Saturday, partly sunny, will continue with showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. And Saturday night into Sunday, chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 91. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 68. The record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:09. Pleasantly cool start to a warmer day forecast. It's 57 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Tampa's Title Town run continues and a major upset across the pond. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Following a heartbreaking overtime loss in Game 4, it was only fitting for the Lightning to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup title on home ice.
Who's going to come up with it? McDonough will. He emerges with it, center point. Scores! Savard! He centered it for Ross Colton!
The call on WFLA, Ross Colton's goal was the game's lone tally. Netminder Andre Vasilevsky made 22 saves en route to being named playoff MVP. The Lightning hung on to beat the Canadiens 1-0 to become just the fourth team in the last 30 years to repeat as Cup champions. Team captain Steven Stamkos still in disbelief.
So hard to win the Stanley Cup, and then you do it 2 years in a row. I mean, you deserve to go down in history. This group is going to be etched in history forever.
Montreal's loss extended the Habs' title drought to 28 years. A shocker across the pond, tennis superstar Roger Federer upset by Hubert Hurkacz in straight sets in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Having recently recovered from two knee surgeries, the 39-year-old Federer was asked if retirement may be on the horizon.
I just got to talk to the team, you know, take my time, not feel rushed by you guys or anybody else for that matter. You know, I got to take my time and take the right decision.
Federer did not commit to playing in the Tokyo Olympics. Meanwhile, the women's semifinals get underway later this morning. Around the diamonds, rising star Shohei Ohtani continues to shatter even more records.
The 2-2. Here's one that's lifted high and deep into right field. It is out of here!
On KLAA, Ohtani's fifth-inning home run was his major league-leading 32nd of the season. He also passed Hideki Matsui for the most major league homers by a Japanese-born player in a single season. The Angels topped the Red Sox 5-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at Landall.com/careers or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Get ready for racing action at the Washington Speedway Saturday. The need for speed starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7 with A-class winged, sportsman, restrictor, junior sprint, non-wing, and trucks. It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at the Washington Speedway, the race place. Follow them on Facebook at Jayhusker Racing.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will travel to Omaha tomorrow to make a major announcement, according to USDA. Now, few details are available. The White House this week announced President Biden preparing to address ag issues in executive order. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier in the week told reporters USDA will engage in a series of rulemakings to increase competition in agriculture to boost farmers and ranchers' earnings. The executive order, according to Psaki, will direct USDA to issue new rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act and new rules defining when meat can bear the product of the USA label so consumers have accurate, transparent labels. Additionally, the executive order directs USDA to develop a plan to increase opportunities for farmers to access markets. The executive order will also give farmers the right to repair their equipment, according to the White House. Well, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai spoke with officials from Mexico and Canada on trade issues. Trade representatives from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada meeting this week to discuss the first year of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement. A statement from the USTR office says Tai spoke with her Canadian counterpart about softwood lumber, dairy, and WTO reform. Tai also urged Canada to abandon its proposed unilateral digital service tax. She also met with Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture and Secretary of Economy.
The discussion focused on agriculture, including the stalled authorization of biotechnology products by Mexico. Mexico recently stated the country would outlaw genetically modified corn for human consumption and potential mutual benefits of aligning Mexico and the U.S.'s policy on ethanol gas blends. Finally, the office said the discussion included implementation of USMCA's environment chapter. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, we saw some better news in certain areas Wednesday than we did on Tuesday. Tried to gain back some of the losses in soybeans. Weren't entirely successful with that. We did see some upward movement for Kansas City wheat. Not a lot, but at least we were in the plus column at the end of the day. September Kansas City wheat up 3/4 at 584 and a half. December up 0.25 cent at 595 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat was in the plus column while Chicago wheat struggled. Corn never could rally. September corn down 9 1/4 at 542 and 3/4. December down 8 3/4. At 531. Soybeans tried to gain back some of the losses from Tuesday and were only partly successful because we had such a long way to go. August to soybeans up 22 and a half at 1366 and 3/4. September beans up 20 at 1332 and 3/4. And we did see 20, 22, 21 cent gains in most of the back months too. So tried to recover, but only partially successful at that. Soybean meal and soybean oil showed out fairly well. Also, August soybean meal up $2.10 at $358.70, while soy oil was up. August bean oil 66 points higher at $61.06. So it turned out to be a better day for soybeans than we saw the previous day. In the livestock complex, the news not so good anywhere. August live cattle down 180 at 120.60. October down 145 at 126.70. August feeders down 162 at 159. September feeders down 120 at 161.52. Each of the back months were down in both fat cattle and feeder cattle, most of them down by well over a dollar. So not a good day for cattle. The hogs tried but couldn't make it work. July hogs down 77 at 109.15. August hogs down 195 at $100.40. So not a good day across the livestock complex Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Grab your keys and hit the road this summer. Make your first stop Rusty Egg Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Egg Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A short run of cattle for today's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with early consignments including 8 black and Charley Cross calves 2 to 3 weeks old, 6 black steers weighing 4 to 500 pounds, 45 black and red steers neffers weighing 5 to 6. 16 mixed steers off grass weighing 5 to 7. Sale start time 10:30 at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Operating on the summer schedule yet here through July. With a sale today, no sale July 15th. Their next regularly scheduled sale July 22nd.
It was the first game to use humans as playing pieces, and it's still sold in stores today. We're talking about Twister on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 8th, the 189th day of the year. Actors Angelica Houston and Kevin Bacon share a birthday, and on this day in 1969, a patent was issued for the game Twister. The game itself was created in 1964 by a toy inventor for a shoe polish promotion, and it wasn't without controversy. The Milton Bradley Company was concerned that the game was too risque, so they packaged it with cartoon adults on the box, clothed up to their necks to eliminate any possible misunderstanding. The game was originally called Pretzel, but had to be changed to Twister because of another toy already on the market. Production of the game was almost canceled until Johnny Carson played it on TV with Eva Gabor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about fun games to play at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 57, sunshine on a pleasant start, with highs topping 90 today, and the warm-up comes back into our weather picture Thursday into Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. The Reds and the Royals. Sonny Gray gave up two runs over seven innings, and Jonathan India hit a two-run double as the Cincinnati Reds rallied for three runs in the seventh inning and beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2. It was the Reds' second win in the three-game series. Royals back on the road today. They open a series in Cleveland with the Cleveland Indians, first pitch at 6:10. It was a tough night last night for the Wichita Wind Surge at Riverfront Stadium. The Surge losing to the Naturals by a margin of 8-5. They'll mix it up again tonight. First pitch at 7:05. AAC Conference Co-Player of the Year Tyson Etienne is coming back to Wichita State for a third season with the Shockers. One of the last key decisions nationally will have major implications for the Shocks. Etienne says he has at least one more year to go in Wichita. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
For a little necessary. Every night I pray for peace on earth. I hand out my dollars to the homeless, but believe that every able soul should work. My father gave me my shotgun that I'll hand down to my son. Try to teach him everything it means.